Oshkosh Defense filed a protest with the Government Accountability Office in March over the Army awarding a $9.7 billion contract to a competitor. The contract was to build vehicles known as JLTVs. Oshkosh has built over 20,000 JLTVs for the military since 2015. The Government Accountability Office found the Army did nothing wrong in its awarding process and denied the protest. The company's CEO, John Pfeiffer, discussed the situation during an earnings call in April.
We were disappointed to learn that we did not win the JLTV follow-on contract. The contract was won at a pricing level that would be unacceptable to Oshkosh.
The future of the company's JLTV plant in Oshkosh is unclear. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.